You're listening to the best of classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
As a wife, if he's not really a bad person and he's hanging around and he hasn't committed adultery and all kinds of other abominations, then you can enjoy, what else you got? You live married 40 years right now. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
I'm not thinking about getting a divorce because I...
Then enjoy it. Then enjoy your life. Just have a little twinkle in your eye and just confound the confounder.
That's my hope. That's my prayer.
Confound him, and don't be worried if he breaks down, has a nervous breakdown. It'll be his problem, not yours. Mm. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Enjoy
it.
Okay. It isn't pleasant. All right. But while you have a free country, ladies and gentlemen, while you have a free country, you'd better learn to do it. Otherwise, those people will become dominant. And you'll have a dictatorship like you wouldn't believe. It's ready to assert itself right now. In case you didn't know. Well, of course, you couldn't see it anyway because you can't even see your own problems. We'll go to Tyrone. I think that's the call. That will be the more brief answer. Go ahead, Tyrone.
I'm just calling. I want to thank you for your CD and your book. It's kind of helped me understand where I thought I lost God. I found I never lost him.
No, you never did.
He was always here.
Yes.
And, you know, through being mean and, you know, deceit and guilty and, you know, through a lot of other things, I depressed it.
And, well, you thought your conscience was your enemy.
Yes, but through meditation, you know, I've been meditating since I had the CD for the last couple of weeks, and it's done me wonders. Only it's scary. You know, the things that I think about, the things that I hear, things that I see, you know, and... It has things to do with you. It tells me, you know, like, you're trying to run my life. It's telling me that you're trying to change me. What am I going to do? You know,
you mean that you're talking about Roy, me personally?
Yeah.
In other words, it's accusing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of all kind of things, thinking you're Amorite, whatever that is.
No, can you imagine how people who are not as aware of those, that false thinking, that false self talking to them, how much animus they have towards me?
But what though? I mean,
same with Jesus. Can you see that's the same thing in you that killed Jesus, that moves the masses of people to hate what's good
for no reason, just because
for
they
no
don't
reason.
Understand.
That's correct. Now you have because it was in you and you were able to see it, you're going to get past it and you're going to be just fine. But now you're going to understand what we're dealing with the rest of the world. How easy it is to incite that quality in people against the good. You see that?
Yes. I thought I was somebody that I'm not.
Huh?
When my brother asked me the other day, you know, who are you? You know, I couldn't answer him because I don't know. Well,
at least you know who you are not, who you thought you were.
Yeah, I know that now. I was that person, though.
I understand that. It thinks through you, it acts through you, therefore you excuse it as if it were you.
Exactly.
Actually, it's excusing itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got more control over me than me.
Now you understand good. Now you understand good and evil, don't you?
Okay, yeah.
Now you understand also what Paul says, the good I want to do I cannot, and
right.
The bad I, you know, the bad I do, so therefore it's not me that doth these things, but sin that makes a home in me.
Okay, but I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been like this since I can remember.
Yes.
And, you know, through meditation, I try to think about when did I first start losing.
Don't worry about it. Don't bother your head about it. You'll see it. It'll come up. There's still more to come.
Go on to where I am and stop saying, I'm going to quit this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Just
No, don't do it. Just all you do is be an observer. Watch yourself.
Okay.
And when you see a fault, just sit there and say, I see. But then it attempts you to roll up your sleeves and to want to fight it, to get angry with it, because that's the only energy you have.
Yeah,
but that's how it involves you again.
Yeah. Yep.
So you just watch it. It goes away.
Pride.
That's right.
And, you know, somebody tried to say something bad to me yesterday, and I caught myself. you know, through meditation, I had a chance to stand back and not flare out and see it for what it
was. Wonderful. Wonderful. Can you hold the line a minute? Can you hold the line a minute, Tyrone? Because we got a break here. I thought your call was going to be short, but it has to be longer.
We can shorten. I just wanted to say thank you to you.
It was a delightful opening call, and I tell you, when I first made the CD, or what you now get as a CD and tape, we used to have them on record on, you know, was it 70? It was 45 speed, 33 and a third speed records. It's so far back, I'm beginning to forget all those sorts of things. But I had a 1,000 printed. The technique was working so well.
Listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
When I first made the record on 33 and a third speed records, I had 1,000 printed. The technique was working so well. I thought, well, I just see if I can promote this, and so I don't have to sit there and walk people through it. It's just a simple cut and dried principle. You learn to concentrate, and you get to see yourself and get to control yourself. And then you got the truth that makes you free. It was there all along, you see. It was what you were doubting, or what you made to doubt. And but then I find that if it's by handing them out to people, they would be offended. Which is anybody, because I attract a certain kind of person who's looking for answers. Therefore, they're easy to help. But the average person, if you say, hey, listen to this, it can help you. Wow. And it's quite interesting and positive what it says, but there's something about it that is awakening, and people don't want to be awakened to their problems. They feel offended. And in the beginning, couldn't quite understand that. I do now. All right, now we're going to get our callers. You know, a lot of people think I'm a charlatan. A lot of people think that I'm the Antichrist. A lot of people think I'm a cult leader. And, I mean, there's a lot of glaring eyes out there that sort of want to believe what they want to believe. And they'll also want to believe the same about you if you have a spark of light and decency in you. They'll hate you for it. I remember... when I noticed it one time, it struck me. I remember the lady's face. It was just a moment where you kind of notice it in action. I'm a very light-hearted person. I love joking around. I may not sound like that on the radio. I sound more serious. But I love joking around and making fun out of circumstances. If you ever come to my Hypnosis of Life seminar, if you ever watch the whole seminar all the way through, it's one big laugh. It's sort of like, I don't know what it is, but people think that I'm saying what I'm saying is kind of funny, and I can capitalize on that because it really is funny when you look at it from a certain point of view. That's what the fly said as he walked on the mirror. Another way of looking at everything, you see. So, but I do have that lightheartedness. And I remember this lady scowling. I could remember the scowl. Look, I said, "What's the matter with her? I'm playing. I'm having fun. Not saying anything personal." She couldn't handle it. She looked at me as though I was stupid. What's the matter with him? He's so happy, you know. And I noticed the contrast. I noticed the meanness of the spirit. Because that could often, if you have enough of that, that could deter you, that could damage you. You're surrounded by people like that, family and stuff like that, and school and work environment. It's everywhere. It is meanness, wall-to-wall meanness. And you think you're all alone, but there are other people like you, too. We're little islands surrounded by a sea of, I don't know, alligators. But I just talked to my producer. I said, you notice, Dennis, that you've been, I don't know how long he's been a producer on the show, maybe a couple of years. And we only have one kind of call, people wanting answers to their various problems. But you never have anyone wanting to take me on, ever. The line will be blank. The lines will be bereft of such callers wanting to set me straight. If there's any calls at all, it's only the ones that call and say, I want some help. But to take me on and to criticize me for what I'm doing, there are no takers. And there never has been in 44 years. That doesn't mean to say there's all agreements, is that they just can't get a handle. They can't get a handle on these principles. They can't make an argument. They can't form it. All right, now we're going to... So they actually invent. That's how they have to invent things, I say. And eventually that's how I get people. See, because they're liars. They will lie about you. And even important powers that be that will eventually take me on, they will have to lie about something. And they won't know they're lying. And eventually we'll catch them with their pants down. In a free country, you can do that, but in Saddam Hussein's world, that kind of world, that you're dead. See, so where truth is somewhat respected still, truth is your best defense. But the funny thing about these people, they're going to have to lie. Okay, and now, I'm going to have to learn to deal with it. All right, now, and you have to learn to deal with it on a smaller scale. Now, we're going to go to Rebecca in Chiefland. Hello. Is that Florida?
Yes.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Rebecca.
I got a chance to listen to you. I don't get you on the radio because you come on too late, but I was glad I got to hear your program today. It triggered a lot of things in me. The whole time I've been thinking that it was my mom, but I think now that, you know, I've been more awakened and everything, I think it was because my dad failed me.
Yes.
In some way, and he would take his frustrations out on me whenever I would try to tell him what was wrong with him, and then he'd really get mad.
Well, you see, because you're a woman, you're his daughter.
Yeah.
He's a man that has trouble with women ever since he was a little boy. And he has trouble with women because his mother's troubled him.
Uh-huh.
It may have set him against his father, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he may have become like his father in order to survive.
Uh-huh.
He may have become like his mother, cruel like a father, and manipulating like a mother, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, because, you know, he would strike out at me and I'd tell him, you know, you're just doing this because you're mad at mom. You know,
that's correct. That's right. He doesn't know how to deal. He doesn't know how to deal with her, you see.
Yeah. So all my life, you know, I'm 40 now, and all my life I've been trying to be the good girl and not get anybody mad at me, you know.
There you go. It doesn't work, does it?
No.
And all you do is feed the animus in other people, isn't that right?
Yeah.
You just the more you give into them, the more you teach them that being mean works. Taking frustrations out on you, you're just you're just what they call it, a sacrificial lamb, scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know. I take it day by day. I just kind of woke up recently.
That's wonderful.
For a couple years, and I finally saw something that I never saw before.
And you see, do you understand why you are continually play that role? Would you like me to home in right where the razor's edge is?
Okay, go ahead.
Would you like?
Yeah.
Unstop your ears and listen very, very carefully. and only hear just this tiny little bit thing that is very difficult to say. Freeze frame the word resentment. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And apply resentment. Now, in other words, you're resentful.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were resentful as a child, resentment is, to put it in psychological language, and then I'll put it in religious language. Resentment is your Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's not really an emotion, but I'll call it an emotion for now, if you don't mind. It is the emotion that establishes your life's behavior. It also, so therefore you become, in your case, being a conformist, rebelling and being upset with your father, and feeling like there's something wrong with you, you want to make it right. Because you really don't want to hate fathers, you want to love him and you want to be loved by him, right?
Right.
So you take the blame, you think, well, I have something that is wrong. The only reason why you think there's something wrong is because you resented your father and his accusation of you became true.
Okay.
There never was anything wrong with you to begin with. It became wrong with you when you became upset and his idea of you got installed. Now,
okay,
to overcome that, you're trying to, you set men up to,
okay, right,
you set them up to love you, but you're actually setting them up to fail you again because that's what your mother did.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah, I see now.
See, you're playing a role.
Yeah.
And so you're setting them up to, by being too nice to him, to men, when you stop being nice, for whatever reason, you get tired of it, then they start to get so addicted to you being nice to them, they feel betrayed, and they start being mean to you, like your father was, in order for you to be nice to them again. But the resentment is what recycles that behavior.
Okay.
In other words, it makes you submissive. Resentment reinforces the child in you, in your relationship with every man. And so if you could learn not to be patient, not resent whoever that is and whoever they are, because it's all authority. It's all men, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all people who have that tone.
Yeah.
See, so when you need to watch for that tone and be a little objective, always be, wait for it, go out and look for it. In other words, when you leave this telephone conversation, you just go out and drive your car and just look at the looks of people, and you're in the grocery store, just, you know, someone had a bad day and takes it out on you or something. You just have to be outside it and sort of be cool. See what I mean? Stand back as if they were just naughty kids.
It was in my mom. I don't think it was in my dad. I don't think he wanted to be that way.
No, I know, but it projected. Remember I said when you were listening that women are Typhoid Marys.
Yes.
They cause the mean spirit or to come out in the husband.
Okay.
Follow that?
Mm-hmm.
So he acts that role. And he acts that part, so you resent him and you try to please him.
Yeah.
And especially if you have a mean mother, you don't want to be mean like your mother. So what you've got is, the only hope you have is try to make a man love you and be nice enough so he will love you, so that his love will save you.
My dad, I know that he thought he was loving me because he would cry, you know.
He'd feel ashamed about it. He'd feel ashamed about it.
Yeah.
I said, but I understand it was in your mother, and basically, but the thing is, you're trying not to be like your mother.
Right.
You see, you're trying not to be.
Okay.
And so therefore, you're too good. You're too good to your husband, say, if you're married. I don't know if you're married or not.
Right.
And so in being too good to him, you're bringing out the worst in him.
Right.
He's becoming dependent on your love for him, which really isn't God's redeeming love. It's a human love. You're trying to save yourself by trying to save him with your love, so that that you were trying to be so good that he will be converted to good and smile down upon you like the Father and love you and embrace you like the Father. You see, but all you do is weakening him, either
but
to be a wimp.
You do that with other people too, not just your husband.
You know, I said whoever. Remember, I said whoever.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah,
so
what
you need to do, give up the resentment towards your husband. Give up resentment. But it's a daily thing, because resentment now is the fuel. So if you trip over the cat, and now it's the cat, it's not a person. Trip over the cat and you resent the cat.
Yeah.
It's that irritation reinforces the behavior towards your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And all men. Resentment establishes the behavior. But any kind of resentment, for any reason whatsoever, reinforces that behavior. Especially frustration towards yourself. Huh?
Do you have time for one more question?
Is it making sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I woke up when you were talking. It was like, there it is.
You know? Yeah.
When my children resent me, I'm not handling it very well, you know, some of my...
Well, how do you handle your children? What do they see in you that they...
Well, when they find fault with me and I'm trying to drive or I'm trying to...
But what is the fault? You're trying to be so nice. You're frustrated, I know.
Yeah.
Are you taking it out on them?
I try not to.
But you do.
Try to tell them the truth about.
I know, but now you're playing that role that you hate.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
You're becoming it.
Yeah.
In your frustration.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
And now enjoy Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
See, every person, every bully, every coward has a bully in them. So in a sense, you're playing the role of the submissive one, the coward. You're trying to get control by getting your master to love you.
I took on the role of my dad.
Well, you can't help it. You're going to play one role or the other. And soon, right, it's going to come on. You can actually switch roles. Depends on strong before the weak, weak before the strong. So you've got a problem with your husband, and you're submissive to that, and you don't know how to deal with it, and you try being loving more and more and get frustrated, and all of a sudden, his nature comes out in you with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
See that? And then you cry because you don't want to be that way.
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm going to do some more meditating and maybe I'll have some more awakenings.
No. It's the meditation won't do any more than it's doing.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you what will work now.
Okay.
What works now is implementing patient endurance, and don't be submissive or dominant. Patience keeps you from being submissive and dominant. It keeps you from playing those, either one of those roles, because resentment will produce those two roles.
Yeah. Well, I've
when
been
you're patient,
that and
you've seen it.
Yeah, I've been practicing that in situations. I will see myself in a situation and I feel the pressure, and then I practice the patience with that situation.
And it goes away.
It's like, you know, wait a minute, you know, I can do this patiently, you know.
Yes, it doesn't cost anymore. It doesn't cost anymore to drop the resentment while you're experiencing it.
Right. Yeah, so it's situations, though. And I've been practicing in the situation.
That is where the meditation will only do that one thing. It will bring you to the threshold and give you the power to do that one thing first. The minute you do that one thing first, the door opens to other things.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I won't tell you what that is.
I guess I'm so glad, and I wanted to call you because it's like, wow, you know, it's working, I think.
I know it is. But the thing is, it's got to be consistent for the rest of your life.
I know. Yeah.
So just keep playing.
It's easy.
No, but it isn't easy to be cuckoo either.
No, it is.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome, Rebecca. All right. We're going to go to, how do you pronounce, Arne, is it how you pronounce your name?
It's Arne.
What does that mean? Does it have a meaning?
Well, it's a name that I'm using because I don't want to use my actual name.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Fine. Okay, then. Let's call you John.
I prefer Arne.
All right, Arne. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I appreciate your taking my call.
My pleasure.
When you spoke of women's cruelty, I've been going through some memory and trying to deal with how to handle some things which are beginning a little more clearly in terms of their meaning and significance in my life to and become clear to me. I have a 7 years older sister who did some things, basically threatened my life when I was between 2 and 4 to choke me.
Yeah, well, that tells you how much she's like your mom.
Not actually.
Well, who is she like? Whose role is she imitating?
She'd probably be a throwback to a couple generations before, and I expect.
What was your mom like?
She was a little hyperactive.
Well, that's really not a good description. I think you're excusing her.
Well, probably a little bit. She was.
A little bit. We got a little bit more out of you. I think you're still excusing her. And
to some extent, yes. But my sister, nevertheless, was more overtly cruel. My mother was diligent, and she was selfish in certain ways.
For a sister like that to be that mean, there's got to be some real cruelty in that home, because children are not naturally cruel.
I have 17
grandchildren, and none of them are like that. None of them are like that.
Mm-hmm. I have wondered to some extent. She said that she was beaten.
By who?
I'm not sure. Whether it was my father or not.
Well, is she still alive, the sister?
Oh, I'm going to be communicating with her.
I think you need to confront her about this.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You need to not lay this to her account.
Well,
you can't,
Roy,
because you see,
I'm not so sure, and I'll give you.
But
a couple
you but Jesus didn't either when he was being murdered.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not trying to say that I'm not going to get to the spot, because I'm not doing it yet until I have reconciled some of the understandings of what happened in my life and gotten to where
if I may help you a little bit at this point, because you don't need to wait for that. What you need to do is you need to understand that the only thing you need to do is recognize, see, you got to see this, that human beings are conduits. They either have the spirit of good in them, or they have the other. And when they have the other, it looks like them doing it to you, but it isn't really them. They're just, their body is being controlled by, whatever did it to them. They're doing to you what was done to them.
All right, well, then I can tell you what particularly makes me retain anger at her, because I understand that general principle. Since she's been an adult, she's known that of the three of us, I, at one level, have had the greatest difficulties. And she was also asked specifically at one point about incidents in childhood. She replied with a general statement to the effect of, you were little and fun to tease. But nothing specific.
And I understand
then,
that, but you understand.
Had psychological, you know, like been through some of the 12-step programs or something like that.
She's an alcoholic?
And no, she's not. I would say she's more probably, although she hides it, a sexaholic.
A sexaholic. Yeah, there's usually something like that. Some excessive pleasure is involved. You know, sensual pleasure. Can you hold the line a minute, please?
Yes, sir.
I'm on the air with Aaron from Philadelphia and has a sister problem that was cruel to him when he was little and is still stubborn about it. And he has some animus towards her. And are you there?
Yes.
Right. May I suggest... Huh?
I was just going to say one factor which I didn't mention. My father was an alcoholic, and even when she was born, I think he was beginning to drink heavily.
But we still need to know about your mom. Was your father a cruel man or just a drunk?
He was not a cruel man.
He didn't know how to deal with your mom.
Let a little things out when he was drinking, but not especially cruel. When he would drink, he would be physical, and he did sometimes beat my mother.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, you heard my radio program, maybe the first hour I spoke about men's difficulty dealing with the unreasonableness of women. It drives them to drink and drugs and blow their brains out.
My mother could be very unreasonable.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you see. And so I think your sister has had some experience, and I think your sister has the cruelty of your mother in her. I think your mother enjoyed tormenting your father. And I think your sister has got that quality. Your mother may look like the innocent one, and your father looks like the crazy one, because he manifests all the symptoms of instability.
He never looks crazy to me. I know what you're saying.
I know, but even manifestly, alcoholism isn't exactly, you know, liable.
No.
You know.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Let's not try to be complicated, because I can hear a lot of intellectual... You're a very intelligent, intellectual man, and you can rationalize.
Yes, well, I've rationalized up until now a lot of things.
Yes, but I don't want you to rationalize this one thing. You have to understand this about your sister. Let's assume that she's wicked all the way through. All right, and she really enjoys tormenting you like Uday and Saddam Hussein.
I could not say that. That's
well, but let's assume that for the sake of argument, because there are people like that.
Yeah,
there are people who are absolutely are killers, murderers. They enjoy the pleasure of spinning their own children's minds, and so it looks like there's something wrong with them, and they enjoy the pleasure of confounding the innocent.
That's not fair. Thank you for putting it that way, because it shows me it's just totally unfair to characterize her that way.
No, but I want you to assume that she is for a moment.
Yes.
Okay? Now assume that she's confused and confounded by... She's really a sweet kid, but she is being acted through by some event in her life that she cannot stop, and then she defends it. She can't even see. She doesn't even want to see. I mean, there's something in her that's so powerful it keeps her from seeing. It's called denial. But she's a victim herself, creating victims. So now that you have the effect of them on you would be the same. The wicked one and the one that is the loyalist, you see. That could be cured if you could stand up, if you could just show the love that she'd never known. She's only known cruelty, and she's only known take pleasure, get thrills from your weakness, because
from some man's weakness.
That's right, some man's weakness.
Large one.
There you go, you got it. You see, now you pinpointed your father. You pinpointed your mother, and she has the same attitude towards her dad as your mother has towards, you know, your father, and her husband. She's getting it from your mother.
My mother had the same attitude toward her. You confuse me a little bit.
No, you know, but your mother has enjoyed tormenting her husband. Your sister has picked up the same nature. She's picked up the same pleasure.
Thank you for that. I didn't see it.
I know you. It's things you don't. This is what the program is all about, getting you to see now. But in either eventuality, whether she's wicked all the way through, or whether she's been, picked up this nature, and she's not living through herself. Something else is living through her, and it happens all the time. Children especially tend to take on the sentiment of their mothers towards their father.
So, can I interrupt you? Maybe it would help me to understand, because my mother was not a witting manipulator.
No, but she was clever.
You can do it emotionally and in some kind of way, something working through you without a person understanding what they're doing.
I tell you, the woman can actually be silent and quiet, drive a man mad, look like she's a very sweet, patient, and enduring woman, but that patient enduring is a reverse role. She's created the problem. In other words, she has no love. She has no patience. But if she can set a man up to fail, if she can set the husband and make him go crazy, well, then she can...
She's not quite characterizable that way. My mother did have some love, so...
No, you do. Listen, don't excuse her. Just assume that what I'm saying may be right.
Okay.
Because I've lived with a woman who knows how to intimidate, pretend next day, hoping that the intimidation works, that everything's all right, never be sorry for anything she does. But she is personable, friendly, makes you breakfast, you know, and acts like nothing's gone wrong the next day, but never finishes the business, and every day she'd find something to intimidate next day instead of being sorry. Everything's all right. So the net result would be for me that I go crazy and I look like the problem, but she endures patiently my insanity.
Can I give now that's coming to mind of my mother doing something that was totally wrong and the difficulty I had to confront her with it.
Thank you very much.
You know, she left my sister's daughter about four or five in a hot car while she went in to talk to my father and left her there for about 25 minutes, half an hour. She got sick, and when I found out what had gone on, I was really furious, and it took me, I mean, I really had to do everything I could to get her to acknowledge that what she had done was wrong.
Now you understand your father.
She did not want to acknowledge it.
But now you understand your father and the effect it had on your sister. She was the one that left in the car. That was the torment. I could see her screaming. You know, being suffocating. Now you understand the sickness that is subtly embedded in your mother. And so that's in your sister. I was right all along.
Well, I could have given you another example, and I should have. My mother left me last to be picked up at all the sports events that I would attend as a kid. I was always the last child to be picked up.
I see. Well, there it is. It is subtle, and when you try to confront that person, and your father was going crazy. See? It is a mean-spirited quality in that woman, but you cannot reason with them. They can make you think you're crazy for seeing that they're crazy, or make you wrong for seeing what's wrong with them. It is wickedness, pure wickedness in that person. And if you resent them, it impacts you. The reason for that is because they are projecting evil on earth. They are conduits so that they either replicate themselves in their children or confound the reasonable ones. They can't function in this world. So there's no happiness. The kingdom of heaven never comes on the earth.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app, free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The serpent of Eden was the most subtle of all creatures. You have to detect the subtlety. And how they get to you, either overt wickedness or subtle wickedness with a sweet smile and a friendly look as if, you know, they were angels. It doesn't matter how it's done. You have to learn to overcome the resentment towards them, because the resentment is the needle through which they inject. They needle you and inject that confusion into you, which lasts you for the rest of your life. You have to let it go.
By walking in the spirit rather than walking in the sort of seduction of the woman.
That's correct.
Things look good.
See, please, let it go. Just understand that you're not dealing with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. Now do you understand the meaning of that phrase?
I understand it a little bit better, and I appreciate your expressing and getting through to certain elements of my mother, which I had to some extent excused, because in many ways she was pretty diligent.
My wife is exactly the same way. She is diligent in everything, but when it comes to all of a sudden a little zinger, and it can drive you completely up the wall. And then she's reasonable again, and you look unreasonable. And that's what alcoholism and confusion and mental illness is all about. It's not that they're not mentally ill. They never get sick. We do. Got it?
An interesting, it's a very significant observation.
Yes.
She never did get sick.
That's correct. She doesn't get ulcers, she gives them.
Yeah, all her children got sick.
That's right.
Including my sister.
That's
actually
the idea.
At one point.
So she's the apparently sane one, right?
Yeah.
And she's the one to take you to the psychiatrist if she wants to be that nice.
Yeah, my mother wasn't that sophisticated.
I understand, but this sophistication would be the next step. We'll take you to the psychiatrist. We love you. We want to see what's wrong with you. And since she pays the psychiatrist, the psychiatrist has can't tell her how to carry the cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
You look like the problem. You're always going to look like the problem. They're always going to treat you.
She had a woman psychiatrist saying, you know, this and that about her, positive.
There you are. What a wonderful woman she is. Well, she's found that.
She was very good in the moment.
Yeah, she knows how to
identify with whatever was going on and respond appropriately.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. You described my wife, exactly. But I saved my children from her, so it's okay. We're still together. I don't make any bones about it.
You helped me really see that it's a 1-2. The one is the immediate, the sort of traumatic undergirding that
produced. Yes.
I was fairly conscious of a lot of things about my mother, but what my sister did was something which I know affected my choices.
I know, but your mother acted through your sister. That, because no child wants to resent their own parents. You're a good person. You want to honor your mother and father, but it's okay to resent your sister. So you resented the projection of your mother in your sister, see? And so therefore, you excused your mother. You focused on her. Your sister's a victim. Your mother's the culprit. She also might be a victim. We don't know yet. But you have to forgive her anyway. Let it go. And you need to be strong enough to say, let it go. Don't hold on to it because that's what they want you to do. And confront her. Be prepared for a lot of flack. Be prepared for her to do exactly to you what she did before. But this time, don't resent her for it. Say, excuse me, I've told you. Now I'm going. Thank you, Mother. Nice talking to you. When you want to admit this and talk to me about this intelligently, give me a call, but I'm not visiting you anymore until such times occur.
I haven't communicated with her in quite a while, and this is.
But I think you need to, and I've got to go to. Listen, I got to. I got to rush. All right, Deborah, if you can just cut it short, we could maybe give you a quickie answer.
Okay. I made some bad decisions early on in my life. I was 8 years old, and I've been meditating for a year, and so many things in my life are better, but this particular, the decisions I made, they're not changing.
Well, give me an example of what you mean by that so I get a grip
on
it.
Well, I read your chapter on implanted identity and on believing.
Yes.
And what happened, this is the 15-second version. Our family used to travel to Illinois on vacation, and this one year when I was 8 years old, we went into town, and this little kid had died because his parents never let him cross the street without a parent, and this one day he did, and he died. So that was the first I knew of death, this little kid in his casket. And after that, I mean, I've been obsessed with death ever since.
Oh, I see.
And I decided that there was no purpose to life because everybody was going to die. I decided that I was just zeroed out. It didn't matter if anybody had a purpose in life. I'd latch on to their purpose. I mean, I was just a nothing, and I made decisions wrong my entire life, including marrying somebody when I was 22 I didn't even like as a person because he said he'd commit suicide if I didn't.
Wow.
So I've wrecked my whole life, and now I'm taking care of my mother who's 90. I've talked to you about her before, and you told me to get out of there. Well, I stuck it out, and now I'm no longer her people pleaser, but she's been near death 4 times this month, and I feel like, I mean, after
that, if she dies, it's your responsibility.
Well, I think what I decided in the third grade is that I was responsible to keep everybody alive because I had a hamster that died in the fifth grade.
Yeah, I cried for weeks.
I cried for weeks whenever anybody.
But yours is a very simple. Yours is an extremely simple problem.
Oh my! I hope so.
Because you're still thinking like a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, or 8-year-old. You're still thinking In other words, your thinking is reinforced by the frustration of everything smells alike, looks alike. It was traumatic. And so you're going to have to learn to get a handle on how you react with resentment. Remember, if you've listened to, maybe you've listened to my program long enough to say that you got to freeze frame the word resentment. Resentment, when you were shocked and traumatized, the first reaction to that in children especially, because they have no grace yet, they haven't got the powers of endurance like a Jesus yet. They get that later on through suffering and looking for truth that sets them free from the conditioning. Like you're suffering and you're looking for real truth. You haven't got it yet. You keep yielding and yielding and yielding. It's post-traumatic stress syndrome. Post-hypnotic stress syndrome. In other words, everything that smells alike, looks alike, that reminds you of the event that produced this morbid nature in you, the no morbid thought, will reinforce them. But only when it reinforces, the complexity of it gets worse. The hopelessness of it gets worse.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.